Pete Townsend, letting his love open the door. Maybe you just want to open the tap, eh? Just want to get things flowing on a Tuesday. Well, lucky for you, we're flowing into a special chat right now with our regular Tuesday man on the microphone. Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing is in the house, in the studio. Welcome, Barry. Happy Tuesday, man.
Good morning. Nice to have after our rain last week, we were nice to have a little bit of cloud cover.
Yeah, you know? just keeping it cool, kind of. But I mean, no, we had some really cool weather before this. This is kind of warming up, but out of the blazing sun.
Yeah.
And although we're out of the blazing sun, things have been going guns blazing on the plumbing front around town. It's a hub of activity and action.
Yeah, I think, chatting to you offline, off air. It just reiterates the reason why you need to use registered compliance contractors.
Because you've been involved since we last spoke last week. We were chatting last week about, you know, the Independent Institute of Plumbing South Africa. Is it IOPSA?
IOPSA, Institute of Plumbing South Africa, yeah.
The Institute of Plumbing South Africa. Get it right, Mike. and how sometimes, you know, there's an issue and you've got to call the institute in to come and, you know, do an investigation. And you've been involved now in exactly that in the last week. Detective work.
So we had a client that called us. He had his house built 2 years ago, and he's had never-ending hassles with the builder and the contractors on site since the project was apparently completed. So it's still not completed.
Yep.
And things like foundations collapsing in areas and bedrooms that are supposed to be mirroring each other that are 300 or 400 mils different sizes, windows that are supposed to be the same size that are 200 mils difference. So, you know, there's a tolerance. You have a tolerance up to about 5 mils. I'm not a builder, but conversations I've had, it's around 5 mils that you've got a tolerance up to. So having those kind of things is a bad thing. But the where we come in is, from a plumbing perspective, the guy has literally no flow of water in his property. And we went out there to go do a leak detection to go and investigate why he was losing water and where he was losing water. And through this investigation, we found out, one, that the pressure valve for the geyser was installed the wrong way around. So it was pushing water out of it. And two, the guy's 4 bathrooms in his house, his 2 kids, guest bedroom, and the main ensuite are all fed off of a 15-millimeter pipe.
That sounds pretty, I mean, I'm not a plumber, but that sounds pretty small.
It's tiny, tiny for the demand of the water that's going to be required from there. It's really unfortunate that the client's been put in this position, because he's not the person that goes and vets everybody. You know, you have a main contractor that comes in, and the main contractor then appoints the subcontractors. And you as the client, you then have faith in that contractor that he's appointing the compliant people. But yeah, Unfortunately, there are contractors out there that are wanting to make as much money as they can out of a project, and they employ the cheapest possible quote. And people are unregistered. I came across a thing the other day where a guy was doing plumbing work on the site, and we went to go do an inspection for a heat pump installation because he didn't know what he was doing with that. And at the end of the conversation, the guy came up to me, said, "When I'm finished this house, I need to sign it off. Can I pay you some money, and can you sign it off for me?"
Barry Chapman doesn't roll like that.
definitely not. Guys, all I can say to those of you that are building houses, yes, you have faith in your main contractor. You've obviously selected them because you've done your research and everything like that. But get a list of the subcontractors that are working with that main contractor and go and do a little bit of research on them and make sure that you are getting what you are paying for. Are the guys registered with the Plumbing Industry Registration Board? It's a professional body for plumbers, continuously upskilling yourself. Are they members of the Institute of Plumbing South Africa, where that if there is an issue whatsoever, there's no charge, there's no cost to you for an investigation happening because they are members of the Institute. this particular case, the guy is not registered. He's not a member of the Institute. Now he needs to fork out money to have a full investigation carried out. But at the end of the day, you know, you're building a house, supposed to be one of the most amazing, exciting things of your life. And it's now turned into one of the most painful things the guy's done.
Well, sure, man. I'm really sad that that is unfolding. And so hopefully there is, you know, the investigation that gets carried out now, there is some route for remediation and some silver lining can be pulled. And that this house can actually start functioning and flowing like it should. But
the unfortunate problem is he can't get stuck in and start fixing stuff with other contractors until the investigation's complete, because people need to come past their draw. You know, take photos of everything, installation, test it, and all of that. So it's a process that it needs to go through. But he got to the point where he was getting nowhere with the contractor, so he's literally left with no choice but to go legal.
Well, listen, if you want to, before things, you have to get to that route. Start with the absolute best team you can at the very beginning, and if you're looking for a great team, vetted, trusted, signed up with all the right bodies and approvals. Chapman Plumbing, how can folks get in touch with you and the team, Barry?
Yeah, so we've got a web page, www.chapmanplumbing.co.za. Our office number is 032-525-4123. And I'm always available on the cell phone on 082-571-6455. And remember, we do everything. Nothing's too big, nothing's too small. So we do from commercial construction plumbing all the way down to changing tap washers and unblocking drains, CCTV leak detection, geyser maintenance and installations. We are solar approved for solar geyser installations, heat pump approved, and gas compliant for gas installations.
And so, Barry just loves this stuff. Like the passion is there, man. And we get to chat about it on a Tuesday generally. Barry, thanks for giving us a little story on the plumbing front, and we will definitely, hopefully, have some happier things to dive into this time next week. What do you say?
Beautiful. Thank you so much, and thank you to the listeners, and have a fantastic day.
Whoa! Back to the music.